Most people who quote Nietzsche have never actually read him. They pull out "God is dead" and treat it like a victory lap for atheism. That is the trap. Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher who lived from 1844 to 1900, was not celebrating the collapse of religious belief. He was sounding an alarm. When he declared God is dead, he meant something far more unsettling: the entire cultural architecture that gave Western life its meaning, its moral direction, its sense of purpose. That architecture had cracked at the foundation, and almost nobody noticed the building was falling. Now, here is why that matters for you, Josefina. Nietzsche's diagnosis was not about theology. It was about what happens to human beings when the values they inherited stop working, but they keep obeying them anyway. He called this nihilism, not personal sadness, not teenage cynicism, a full civilizational crisis in which previously authoritative values lose their power to provide meaning and direction. The key idea is this: nihilism does not arrive because people stop believing in God. It arrives because the highest values devalue themselves. The scaffolding collapses from within. And the dangerous part? Most people do not even feel it happening. They keep performing the old rituals, chasing comfort, optimizing for safety. Nietzsche had a name for this person. He called them the last man, the human being who has traded greatness for warmth, who blinks and says, "We have invented happiness." Think of someone who has every convenience, zero friction, and a creeping sense that none of it means anything. That is the last man. That is the failure mode Nietzsche feared most. The nihilism trap works like this. Suffering alone does not produce nihilism. Nietzsche was explicit about that. Suffering can be interpreted in ways that generate meaning. The trap springs when a particular interpretation collapses. The one that placed absolute value in a transcendent beyond, a moral order outside this world. Once confidence in that order breaks, existence itself starts to feel like it ought not to exist. The nihilist, in one of Nietzsche's sharpest formulations, says the world as it is ought not to be, and the world as it ought to be does not exist. That is not depression. That is a philosophical dead end. And here is the mechanism that makes it so sticky. Most people respond to this collapse not by creating new values, but by clinging harder to the old ones, or by abandoning evaluation altogether. Both moves keep you trapped. Nietzsche's genealogical method, developed most rigorously in his 1887 work On the Genealogy of Morals, asks a different question entirely. Not just where did this value come from, but what kind of life does it promote or suppress? That question is a scalpel. It cuts through inherited moral standards and forces you to see them as historical constructs, not timeless truths. So what do you actually do with this, Josefina? Nietzsche's answer begins with a metaphor, the camel. In his framework of the three metamorphoses, the first stage of genuine self-overcoming is not rebellion, it is burden-bearing. The camel kneels down and loads itself with the heaviest weights, the full inheritance of tradition, discipline, and cultural knowledge. This is not weakness. It is a prerequisite. You cannot honestly reject what you have never truly mastered. The practical move here is to examine your inherited values using Nietzsche's own diagnostic. Identify the forms of life they produce, then test whether they strengthen or diminish your capacity for creation and affirmation. That means asking, for example, whether a moral rule you follow actually expands your vitality and independence, or whether it quietly suppresses them. Remember, Nietzsche's critique is not aimed at evaluation itself. It is aimed at specific moralities and their effects. The goal is not to discard all values. It is to stop accepting them as timeless and start interrogating them as choices. The takeaway from this lecture is precise, Josefina. The death of God is not a liberation, it is a warning. The nihilism trap is the condition of living inside a collapsed value system while pretending the ceiling is still holding. Escaping it does not start with rebellion, it starts with the camel's discipline, bearing the full weight of tradition honestly, so you know exactly what you are carrying before you decide what to put down. Nietzsche's project was never to endorse the rejection of every value. It was to overcome nihilism by moving through it toward new acts of valuation, grounded in this world, in creativity, in the expansion of human capacity. That journey begins with knowing you are in the trap.